Padipto formed in northern Minnesota in 1969. Until disbanding in 75, Padipto was known as one of the brightest acts hailing from the Midwest, blending rock, blues, and country into a unique sound never forgotten by those who experience the band. And I am joined by Josh Collins, and you're the son of one of the band members, John Collins. Tell me about Padipto.
Yeah, well, my dad, John Collins, with some of his friends, started up Padipto in 1969. And they, you know, initially started as a regional act, kind of playing locally, but they had a great opportunity to head down to California with a record deal with GRT Records. And they went down there in 1969 to record this first album, which was self-titled, later kind of became the Woodcut record, which everyone knows now. And there's an interesting story behind the Woodcut record. They went down there and played the parts and came back to Minnesota, and, you know, the band's eagerly awaiting the first copy to come to them, you know, the final master. And they get a copy of it in the mail with a letter from their manager that says, "Listen, guys, when you listen to this, you're going to be disappointed. We had to replace a number of the guitar parts, and we put in some extra musician work that we just thought would really help the record sell better." And said Dan Lund, who's the guitarist, he said, "Particularly there are a couple of the tracks where I know the guitar work isn't nearly as good as what you played. But just trust me on this. This is our first record with you. This is just something that needs to happen."
Wow.
So the band was crushed. You know, they have this record and you listen to it and their horns, which Padipto never had horns on stage, and the studio session players playing a couple of the guitar tracks.
And I didn't know that happened with the first album. That's a bummer.
Very few people know that. Very few people know about that. It was something that was really painful for the band. You know, all of their relatives, everybody they were with knew that it was painful, but then the record started doing well. And, you know, what do? You know, you kind of play that out, and then it became what it was. So that was tough for them, but, the record came out and did really well. They toured around. They opened, you know, for Elton John and Linda Ronstadt and James Taylor, and they really had some great opportunities from it. And really, the record label then collapsed. GRT kind of fell apart, and Padipto really kind of fell back to Minnesota and decided, well, we don't really want to do this again. It was a rough experience. They didn't want to mess with any of the session player stuff again. So they recorded their second album, Homemade, pretty much in a basement, you know, at somebody's house up here in northern Minnesota, and, you know, mixed it on their own. If you look at the actual LP, it comes with a little typewritten note in it that said, you know, it took 3 pints of whiskey and, you know, this much blood, sweat, and tears in order to make this record. So it was a real kind of homegrown second record that they made.
So you brought in some stuff for us to listen to.
I did. I brought one of the things that people remember most about the band are the live shows.
Yeah.
And they were famous for having big bouncing beach balls floating around the audience, and they had this great kind of living room lamp on stage that would, you know, play during the whole show. Or it would not play, but it'd sit there. And so I have this great cut, Statesboro Blues, which is an old Blind Willie McTell song. And it's a real raucous blues number. You really get to hear the guitars going and my dad trading off licks and the vocal part on it. It's one of the more kind of snarling bluesy numbers that they did. And I think your listeners are going to enjoy it.
And this is previously unreleased material.
Exactly. Basically nobody but I and a few of my relatives have heard this since it was recorded in probably 1972.
I'm talking with Josh Collins, son of John Collins from Padipto, and here's Statesboro Blues on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you. good looking, baby, but I'm summer. Sweet angel child, gone to the country. Baby, do you wanna go? I said, if you can, baby, sister Lucy, she don't know.
Previously unreleased recording of Statesboro Blues on Center Stage Minnesota, brought in by Josh Collins. He's talking with us about Podipto, his father John's band. And so what is this work you're doing with their old material?
Well, a few years ago, we came across a bunch of old quarter-inch reel-to-reel tapes of the band. And my dad died in 1995, so he hasn't been around to kind of be prodding me to work on this project. But we came across these tapes, and they're amazing. You know, the band did the two records, but they never laid down or released anything that was live. And this stuff is just great. You know, there's an energy to the live recordings that you didn't have on the LPs. And then that first record, which had a lot of the session players sitting in, we actually found some of the original studio demos of that first record. So if you are irked by Dan's, you know, missing guitar part on Mississippi Woman from that first record, we've got it here in the studio demos. And when I played it for Dan for the first time, it was really emotional. And it's just like, I haven't heard this the way it should sound in, you know, years and years and years.
Wow. Can we hear that now?
Yeah, absolutely. The studio cut of Mississippi Woman, the demo that didn't make it on the record, you know.
That was the original studio version of Mississippi Woman, brought in by Josh Collins, son of the late John Collins, one of the founding members of Podipto, a late 60s, early 70s rock blues band out of the Bemidji area.
That's right.
You have the live recordings, you have previously unreleased demos. What are you going to do with all this material?
Well, I'm going to be releasing the original two albums on CD for the first time, so you don't have to hunt on eBay for the bootleg anymore. I'll have the original records, but you know the great thing about CD format is it's got a lot of space for extra stuff. So I'm going to load those CDs up with a lot of the original demos, some of the live cuts, the stuff that you know people remember but haven't heard in years. So there should be a lot of room to explore and kind of enjoy some of the unreleased Podipto music.
What does Podipto mean to you?
Well, it's a real personal thing for me. I mean, it was my dad's band, and I still know a lot of the people who were in Podipto. I'm still in touch with them. When my dad died, back in 95, it really reminded me that that's a whole portion of his life that I never really knew. I was born 3 years after Podipto broke up. My older brother was a kid during when Podipto was performing, so some people remember there being a kid at the shows, but I don't have any of those memories. So discovering these recordings was kind of like opening up this window to this period of my dad's life that was really important to him, but I never really had seen. So it's been a real personal project and something that I'm excited to finally have come to close to its completion.
Can we hear another unreleased demo?
Yeah, let's listen to Karen's song. This was one of kind of the real politically oriented pieces that Podipto did. They always had this great blend of kind of the light and the fun sound, mixing the harmonies, with the male and vocal harmonies. But this was a piece that my dad wrote and felt that it really would come across better to listeners if it was sung by a female. So Karen sang this song, and it became a song about her brother, who, this didn't happen to her brother, but it became this story of him going off to war and not coming back. It's a tough time. There were a lot of the songs that they wrote dealt with the war and with kind of their struggle with what we were doing in Vietnam. And this is a piece that has always resonated with people.
Karen's song on Center Stage Minnesota.
I can remember my very first. the previously unreleased demo version of Karen's song from Podipto. I am talking with Josh Collins. He's the son of the late John Collins, a founding member of Podipto. Who were the core members of the band?
Basically, kind of the core members of Podipto were John Collins. He did vocals, rhythm guitar, and wrote a lot of the music. Dan and Karen Lund. Dan is a great guitarist, and he's still playing today down in the Twin Cities. Karen played keyboards and did vocals. And then Jack Sundrud played bass and did vocals and wrote music too. He's playing in Poco now, which interestingly, Podipto opened for Poco a number of times when they performed. I don't think he knew back then that he would one day be playing with them as the headlining act.
So why did Podipto stop?
Well, a number of the band members changed over the year. Jack and Steve Rundquist, who played drums, they both left the band about midway through. Wilson Roberts and Chester Ellingson came in and replaced them. Ron Kelly, the late Ron Kelly, came in for a while. And then, the band started getting a little older. They were they recorded their second record. And, there were some personal issues. I think that, Dan and Karen's marriage ended, and I think that was maybe one of the things that led to it. But they're certainly, they've left a lot of stuff for us to listen to, which is exciting. And, so many fans out there. I started the Podipto website a couple of years ago, and I've come across hundreds and hundreds of people who have written in telling me stories of how much it meant to them, of how they can remember the beach ball or the lamp or, just the feeling of being at these concerts during this tough political time, but the kind of that carefree nature that they had. So it's even though it ended before I was born, I really feel like it's this kind of important part of my life now.
You can get more information online at podipto.com. I'm talking with Josh Collins. He's son of the late John Collins, a founding member of Podipto. And now we're going to hear another unreleased live recording of Podipto with Backdoor Man, an old Howling Wolf tune. They do it a little faster with a hard-driving blues feel take on this classic. Josh, thank you so much for talking with me on Center Stage Minnesota.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm wrong. We got one more. Lying, while the back door
on the scene.
That was a live, never-before-heard, unreleased recording of Podipto, Backdoor Man. Thanks very much to Josh Collins for coming in and talking about Podipto and sharing these recordings of the band. It was a lot of fun.